White. Battle Creek, Michigan, May 15, 1872. Dear son Willie, we arrived safely at Washington, Iowa at about 11 o'clock a.m. Father endured the journey well. We conversed with one another cheerfully much of the time. At 8 o'clock, we were into Chicago. Stepped on board the cars for Rock Island at 10 o'clock p.m., having been taken across the city in an omnibus to the other depot. It was difficult to get berths, but we secured upper berths and slept very well. Father did not have an ill turn. Since he has been here, he has been trailing over his farm and is quite tired. It rained last night very hard, and has rained some this morning. They have had considerable rain west. The land is very wet. We met Robert Kilgore at Wilton Junction. We had a very pleasant visit riding into Washington. Brother Kilgore was at the depot for Robert, and we were conveyed, trunks and persons, to Brother Wheeler's. We came very unexpected, and they were overjoyed to see us. We find them both very well. We have been almost over the farm. Nathan had bought the strip of land of Mrs. Marshall for $100. I assure you, it is a great addition to our garden. Father and myself have decided not to attend the meeting at Civil Bend. We fear it will be putting matters through after the old fashion. If Father is disposed to rest, we will favor it all we can. Everything here seems very beautiful. Wish you were here, Willie, if it were all right. Nathan has taken good care of things, we think. Willie, don't forget Mrs. Bowley's plants. If you have any flower seeds, plant at once in the hotbed. Tell Mary to put in my thick shoes that Squire's made, and the primnel shoes, with lasting at the side, that we took out of the trunks after they were put in. Send my dark maroon dress loose, and pants that we put in the trunk and took out again. Send with the asparagus. It is turned in at the skirt a finger. We want to make a loose morning dress. In haste and love, to Edson, Emma, and Willie.